are those of the host of the program only, and not necessarily the views of KGGF, the Radio Results Group, or its affiliated radio stations.
Go natural, healthy living, be better, live better, feel better.
It's time now to find out how you can live better, be better, with your host, Marty Fry, from Go Natural Healthy Living. It's all about you and feeling better. So stay tuned for Go Natural Healthy Living with your host, Marty Fry.
Go Natural Healthy Living. Be better, live better, feel better.
Live from RKGGF Studios here in downtown Coffeyville, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us on this Friday, like we do so many Fridays before us. It is time for Go Natural as I sit in studio with your host, Marty Fry. Marty, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sam. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It was a good day yesterday. It was my girlfriend's birthday. Now we're going out to the Melting Pot tomorrow, and we're going to enjoy ourselves a nice little dinner for the weekend. And
going to the Melting Pot and going to melt, huh?
Mm-hmm. And going to melt away my wallet as well.
They got some good food, don't they?
Good food, yeah. I'm excited for it. Going to be a fun experience as well. As I got some new music this morning, so I can't complain. Marty, how you been? I can imagine your new business ventures going successfully and everything going all well down there.
Going successfully, going well. It's a new avenue, and it's a fun avenue, and it's been very productive.
Booming, to say the least.
Well, yeah, it's we're not doing too bad. It's a needed thing, it's been a change in numbers of different states throughout the United States, and it's a welcomed avenue, and a lot of people are seeing a lot of benefits to what we have to offer.
Well, and I'm glad you as a business as well is flourishing from that.
Yes,
so.
And the neat thing about it is Kansas is going to be voting on this here very, very soon. And so people in Kansas, there's only four states in the United States that are not and I don't know if I can say this, but
to the point yet, I guess we'll
point,
yeah.
With dispensaries and things like that, with the new avenue of pain relief and medical, well, it's not medical treatment, but they call it medical anyway. But anyway, they're going to be voting on that in April, I believe, in Kansas.
Yep.
Kansas is one of the four states that it is not legal, and so hopefully, Kansas will come out and vote, and people will be able to experience a completely different way of dealing with pain and dealing with their health. And so anyway, we're pretty excited about it. We're operating right down on Highway 169. Our address, if you're Googling, is 614 and a half or 614 Oklahoma Street. You can see us right on the highway, Vapor City, Go Natural Healthy Living, which Go Natural Healthy Living is our parent company. And then we have a lot of subsidiaries underneath that, with a few different other businesses. But Go Natural Healthy Living, we're taking a new avenue of the holistic health. And so if you'd like a little bit more information on that, go to our Facebook page at Go Natural Healthy Living Facebook, and you can read about our changes and what we're doing. And we encourage you to look, mostly all of our Oklahoma listeners. And so anyway, check it out. It is really exciting what's going on. You know, for years we've been talking about holistic health and changes that you can make in your lifestyle to make your life better. And, our little tag is feel better, be better, and live better. We've talked about this for years. People's everyday life going down the road, we all make choices. There's a lot of people out there that are sick. And there's a lot of people out there that aren't sick. And the bottom line is that what we've talked about over the years with a natural approach to good health is making the right choices. There's many choices out there to make, and many people are reaping the benefits of the choices. Well, everybody is reaping the benefits of their choices. Some are not so beneficial. Let's just take obesity for one subject. There are choices out there for obesity and not to be obese. I know that a lot of the medical profession says a lot of it's genetic. I was told that for years. That it's just in your genetics, and I believe that there is a lot of genetics to weight and weight gain and weight loss.
Yeah, neuroverbal body structure and such. So
exactly, but if you have a certain body type or body, chemical makeup, there are holistic things. There are choices out there that you can make better choices to counter-react, and that will change. Will change your life. You say, well, I've been heavy all my life, and I've tried every kind of diet there is. Well, yeah, there's all kinds of diets out there, and diets don't work. Diets do not work. Lifestyle changes do. So we have to just get the right terminology. We have to get the right program. We have to have the education to make the right choices. And so that's where it's all about. That's what holistic health is all about, helping you find those right choices, because not one choice is good for you, good for this other person, and good for this. Every choice that we make, depending on the chemical makeup of our lives and our bodies, different choices have to be made. And so that's what we have tried to help people with, teach people with. But in today's society, we live in a very, very fast-paced society, instant society, where people don't have time to make the right choices and take the time to prepare for those choices. And so in those choices that they make, the benefits or the non-benefits, they pay for them. They pay for them. And so if you have issues, health issues, obesity issues, pain issues, any type of issue that you have can be treated medically. We all go run to the doctor. Go to the emergency rooms, go to the urgent care. They're full all the time. Okay? They're full all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Not a dying business.
Okay? Now, that tells me if they're so busy and they're what they're doing is really not working. It's just everything's just repetitive. They just keep going back and going back and going back and going back. Now, you take the other side of the coin with the holistic health and people that practice holistic health. They don't even go to the doctor. They don't go to the emergency room. They don't go to urgent care. Okay? The choices they make keep them out of those places. Okay, you look at them, they're physically fit, their body fat is very low in content. Now, the choices that they make and their eating habits are completely different. You don't see them at all the fast food places. You may every great once in a while, even myself, every great once in a while, I will go out and go someplace that I shouldn't, okay? But the thing of it is when I make that choice and I go, usually I feel like crap, and then think, oh God, why did I do that? I won't do that again for a while.
Well, and that's a big thing as well, is, when you're making these choices and these changes, you have to be conscious of the times that you do slip up, and it's more of a learning experience than it is kind of instead of just passing over it.
Well, one thing, people that do practice holistic health, they know what to eat, what processes through their body, what makes them energized, what makes them feel good. They know what to choose. Okay. Now, the other side of it is when you do choose something bad, which most people in the busy lifestyle that we live, they make those bad choices. They eat, they're tired, they're fatigued, they want to take a nap, they feel bloated, they feel this, they feel that. Their hands, their arthritic, stiffness sets in and stuff. Your body, that's just your body telling you the choices that you made were not the right choices for you. And we all benefit from the choices that we make is the bottom line. Even in when you get into, we've talked a lot about in the holistic health, we've talked a lot about the vaccines and there's a lot of people that are anti-vaccine and a lot of people that are pro-vaccine. You know, that is a choice. That's a choice through education. Sometimes we are educated and we are taught wrong. We have known this for thousands of years. Okay, look at asbestos. Okay, they had asbestos out there in everything. It took 90 some years, or 65 years. I don't know what the time frame was, but it took years for them to understand that it wasn't healthy for you and it would kill you. Okay, numbers of other different things over a period of time. You know, we've been screaming aspartame, fake sugars, processed foods are really bad for you. And we're now living in a society where we're seeing all of the repercussions of all of that. And it's not getting any better. Okay? People are still making those choices and they're not getting any better. They're still battling in their health. Everybody's 4 out of 5 people diagnosed with cancer, you know. Once again, those people that aren't diagnosed with cancer are probably the ones over here, those kooks that are practicing holistic health, okay, and making all the right choices and not putting all of that processed chemicalized foods in their body, okay. And so anyway, with Go Natural Healthy Living, that's what we've tried to teach for years. We've tried to teach putting good things into the body and getting the bad things out through detoxification, through reflexology, through acupuncture, massage therapy, through chiropractic, keeping the body in line, keeping it balanced so the body can function properly. That's what we teach, okay? And then, how do I get into that? Well, you take it step by step. You know, you can't just jump into it and go wholeheartedly. It's too hard. But the years that we've been doing it, you know, if the people, you know, there's a lot of people that did start when we first got started, and their lives have been changed. My life has been changed. You know, I was 100 pounds heavier, had heart disease, had diabetes. I mean, all this stuff. And the doctors told me I would be on medication for the rest of my life. Well, when I got into the holistic health and I began to lose weight and I changed my lifestyle, I went into my cabinets and threw every bit of processed food out of my house, filled it full of good natural foods. And you know, it was a process of time. It took a year and a half, but I lost 100 pounds. My diabetes went away. You know, diabetes is curable. You don't have to have diabetes. Okay. You don't have to have heart disease. You know, all this genetic stuff, there's a little bit to that, but you can change genetics. That's been scientifically proven on a daily basis that genetics can be changed. And they do it in science all the time. So you have control. Each individual has control of their destiny, of their lifestyle and their sicknesses and their diseases and their weight and how they feel. The big thing is that really just really crushes my heart is the responsibility of parents. Okay? The responsibility of parents and with raising their children. When they say a lot of things are genetic, I actually believe a lot of things are learned behaviors, okay? If you have an obese family and you're eating a certain way and your kids learn and grow up to eat a certain way and your kids are obese too, okay? That is a learned behavior. That is a learned habits. And, you know, if you stick your finger in the fire one time, you're going to get burnt. If you stick it back in the fire again, you're going to get burnt. Okay? It's just like jumping into a mud puddle. You're dry, but if you jump into a mud puddle, you're going to get wet. Now, you can dry off, but you can jump back into that mud puddle and you're going to get wet again. So if you continue to do the same things over and over and over, you're going to get the same results. That's the whole key to it. But if you change things up, that's why I say change your lifestyle and you'll change your life. We can't make people do that. Only thing that we can do is help educate them and give them and point them in the right direction to give them the knowledge to be able to change things for themselves. It's all choice. I hear it all the time. Well, you got to die of something. Well, yeah, we all got to die of something. But we do not have to die a miserable, horrible, agonizing death. Okay? And with most lifestyles out there in the public today, we all know friends, we all know families, we all have family members, moms, dads, aunts, uncles, that die a horrendous death because of the choices that they made. We can't blame it on, I don't know, we try to blame everything on everything, everybody else,
yeah.
Okay? But it all boils down to the choices that we make as an individual for ourselves. And as responsible parents, we need to be raising our children and making the right choices for our children until they can get old enough to make the choices for themselves. But if we've trained them in the right way, I mean, I've got one granddaughter. Listen, I mean, she won't eat pizza. She won't eat a hamburger. She looks at that and she snarls up her nose because we have put vegetables. We have put fruits. We have put quality foods in front of her. And she's 6 years old, okay? She's 6 years old. But that's what her body craves. That's what her body loves. And she loves it. You give her a bowl of ice cream, and she'll snarl up her nose, okay? But that's the way she has been raised. That's the way she has been directed, okay? So her lifestyle is, and if she continues that through her lifestyle, she'll grow up to be a very, very healthy adult. She won't need doctors. She won't need urgent care. She won't need the emergency room unless she falls on her bike and breaks her arm and stuff like that. I mean, you know, emergency room is great for that.
Yeah, I mean, Western medicine has shown great, there's so many great advances to it, but it's not something that you need to rely on.
Technology is phenomenal. Medical technology is phenomenal. Okay, and America is on the leading cutting edge of all of it. We have the best technology, but our medical practices and our lifestyle choices are basically barbaric. And, you know, a lot of us, we don't have a lot of control of that. The Food and Drug Administration and the government and all that kind of stuff, they allow all this garbage to be put in foods, okay? And then they tell us it's okay. They brainwash us and tell us it's safe, but it's not. Take, for instance, and I'm just going to make this for an instance, artificial flavoring.
Or coloring or really anything.
Or coloring or whatever. Okay. They put all of that garbage in all of these breakfast cereals that we feed our kids. And they put all these little cute cartoons on there, you know. And, you know, they get these kids to loving this cereal, okay? Well, we know that the artificial yellows and all this stuff, we know scientifically that a lot of them cause brain tumors, they cause lots of health issues. It's okay to put them in that cereal. But now we come out, okay, with another product, okay? Let's say vaping. Hello. We put the same artificial flavors in the vape juice to make them taste good. So people that are smoking, that want to get off of smoking, can have a flavor. Okay? Now the government comes in. They've told you for years that these artificial flavors are safe. Feed them to your children. But now that we're putting it in the vape juice, and it's taking billions of dollars away from the tobacco company, which is a powerful, powerful entity, okay? I wish people could see my hands, okay?
Expression.
Because I'm being very passionate here, because it's very true.
Yeah, it is.
We put these in here, and now the government comes out, and the FDA says, oh my God, these flavors in these juices, you know, they're harmful, they're causing cancer, and da-da-da-da, you know, and they're these hypocritical jerks. You know, they're hypocritical because it's good for your kids. Let's give your kids cancer, okay? But now let's take them out of this juice over here, okay, because it's dangerous. Because they want to get that off the market because it's made. And let me say this. Anything you put into your lungs, I don't care whether it's tobacco or whether it's vaping. Nothing is 100% safe. But when you look at the tobacco and you got 6,000 chemicals in a cigarette and you only got maybe 100 in vaping, okay, there's a big difference, okay? Still, it's some of it's there. But there is juices that don't have that, okay? And we sell a lot of that juice that doesn't have the chemicals in it. But there's a lot of juices. That's why the government was able to take over the vaping industry. Because all of those chemicals that they're in control of through the FDA that they've been regulating, they started putting them in the juice. So now that we regulate all this stuff that's in the Fruit Loops and all that kind of stuff, we can still, now we can come over here and regulate, because the stupid vaping people decide to call it a cigarette and use all the same, some of the dangerous chemicals that they put in everything else. So it's kind of a catch-22, but it all comes back to making the right choices. And with your health, it's all about choices. It's and so, you know, as far as products, as far as education and knowledge, we at Go Natural Healthy Living can help you a lot. You know, if you're out there and you want to make changes, if you desire to make your family healthier, we just would say, give us a call. Come by and see us. You know, we can help you. We've got one of the best vitamins on the market, filled with nutrition, 100% plant-based, no chemicals, okay? No chemicals. It's a Garden of Eden in the bottle. That's basically what it is. Nothing compared to what those filler, compound, chemical compound vitamins that you get at all the big box stores, okay? Because, once again, they're just filled with man-made chemicals.
Yeah, and even there's artificial flavoring and coloring. And
why do they put it in a pill? I mean, you don't taste it, you swallow it. I mean, you know, but they got a reason for it, because if they don't keep you sick, they don't make no money. So, anyway, Go Natural Healthy Living. We're located at 169 Highway in South Coffeyville. Our physical address, if you want to Google us, is 614 Oklahoma Street. There have been a lot of changes. There's continuing to be a lot of changes at Go Natural Healthy Living. There's a few other different directions that we're going in. Vapor City will continue to thrive and go well. If you're looking to have an alternative, a better choice in and trying to stop smoking, gosh, we have so many different vape supplies, so many different types of units. We can meet your need. So come and see us. If you need some health advice, direction, come and see us at Go Natural Healthy Living. And go to our Facebook page, please. Go to Go Natural Healthy Living Facebook page. Read what changes, what things, new things are going on. And then come and see us. Mostly all you Oklahoma people. There's not much we can do in that new venture for Kansas right now, but anyway, all you people out listening in Oklahoma, come and see us, and we will talk to you again later, Sam.
Again, that is
thanks all for listening, and we'll see you next time.